Yushami Megillah Daf Kaf Zayin, Gemara discussed yesterday, a machlekes between Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, and Chachamim and Rebbe, nageya to the Mitzvah Ksiris HaOmer b'Yomah b'Layla. So now the Gemara has a shayla. What about the inyan of the Ksiris HaOmer on the day of 16th day of Omer, the 16th day of Nisan? Rav Shimon ben Lakish boy, what was the shayla? Ksiris HaOmer, Mashi Yitchitz HaShabbos b'Yom. The day that's supposed to be the day Akrabas HaOmer, Ksiris HaOmer, what's the halacha of Ksiris HaOmer, of cutting off the Omer, reaping the Omer on the day of Shabbos? Is it Doicha Shabbos or not? Now, even though before we said the halacha of a Rebbe, the halacha was that it's even the Biyom, the entire day is the mitzvah, and therefore the shayla was whether you're able to do it Biyom Dafka Biyom or only Belaila, Smachlogas Tanayim. But now the shayla seems to be a little bit further, that even if you say it's Biyom, is the ksira of the Omer Deicha Shabbos or not? Says the Korban Omer. Says the Alaka, he says, ksira Sa'im, we learned in the Mishnah. What's the shayla? The second line, Tesai Nisan. Shalo Yechor Niksavle. You couldn't do it on the night of the 15th, on the night of the 16th, or Rabbanan Niksavri, Niksa Shalom Mitzvaso, Kasher Mibayle. Could Rabbanan say Niksa, no Mitzvaso is Kasher? That's the Gemara Shaila. Yavi Bechla Makshirin, is it Makshirin Eno Deicha Shabbos? Only Mitzvah itself is Doka, not Makshirin Mitzvah? Or do we say, no, the Ksirus Ayim have like a Mitzvah Atzma of a Doka Shabbos, and it's like a Mitzvah itself? Says the Kabbalah to explain, the Gemara makes sense. The Shaila of the Gemara, of Rabbi Shimon, of the Gemara is asking that the question that we're asking now, Shemel Lakish, makes sense according to Chachamim, whether the mitzvah of Ksira Sa'imer, Shalobi Mitzvaso, is this a din of Machshire Mitzvah, which is not Doko, or is it the actual mitzvah itself? However, Zakta Kamen Avalir Lezer, Rav Shimon, to save it, Niksa Shalom Mitzvaso Pasol, yesterday, Daf, Rilad Machlagalaz Rav Shimon, who disagrees with the Chachamim, and say that Niksa Shalobi Mitzvaso is Pasol, then must not ask a shayla. Fati mitzvah is ksiras b'layla. Of course, it's only benight. The yom is not a shayla, so you can't ask a shayla whether it's doicha Shabbos or not. According to Rabbi Shimon, of course, it's not doicha Shabbos. So this would be the shayla. Would be the Gemara. The quanta way to come and explains it is only according to Rabbanan, not according to Rilezer Rabbi Shimon. Others disagree with this. I'd say there's a different way to look, even the Gemara, even according to them. But we're learning it according to where the Karbonator learns. Zok to Gemara Shaila. Hey, so Rabbi Abaye responded to the Shaila. So Gemara says, the Gemara said, this was, what was the Shaila? Gemara says, hey, so Rabbi Abaye, by interesting, Rabbi, in Bavli, we never call Abaye Rabbi Abaye. It's Abaye Varava. Here it's Rabbi Abaye. So some of them explain that this is not Abaye of fame, of the Bavli fame, but rather it's an Amira called Rabbi Abaye who lived in Eretz Yisrael. Quoted only in Yerushalmi. Hi, we learned in the Mishnah, Mishnah Besekos Monacos. Mitzvah look at Balayla. Mitzvah is the Kohenes at night. Nixon, we already did it by day. Kosher, it's kosher. And it's Doicha Shabbos. So the Mishnah says clearly that a serious Bayoim is Doicha Shabbos. So what is? We don't understand. I don't understand what your Shemen Lakish is kosher. Whether it be Yom Ksir be Yom is Doicha Shabbos, it's Mefurish Mishnah Mesekas Menachos that it's Gush Kusher and it's Doicha Shabbos. So it's Mefurish Mishnah. What's your Kasha? It's Mefurish Mishnah. So we learn that the Gemara. So Gemara says, look, Kibble. So Gemara said, no, he didn't accept this. Gemara didn't accept this Raya. Didn't accept this Raya. The Rabbi Baya brought from the Mishnah for Shimon Belakish. Didn't accept it. Said it does not. It's not Nogeya. What it mean? What happened? Originally, Rav Shimon Lakish didn't accept this. Didn't accept the Mishnah. Didn't accept this as the Raya. That this can't be. They can't bring a Raya from this Mishnah. That it's Doicha Shabbos or not. The question is why not? So Mar says because we see that we're talking about maybe Dafke at night. At night it's Doicha Shabbos, but not during the day. Says the Kabbalah to explain that well, the Kibla, why wasn't he Mekabel this Achoras Mefurish Mishnah? So Gemara says that Rav Shimon Lakish, so with Doicha Shabbos, the Akrava Koy, look, Sira, it's going on Akrava, not an Aksira. An Aksira and Akonami, the Gemara says, Shaila was it, whether it's Doicha or not, to bring a riot from the Mishnah there. That's Akrava, not Aksira. Unami Mefurish for Doicha Shabbos, Aksira is Leil Tesai, during the night of Tesai, not during the day. So Bemela, therefore, he didn't accept the Shaila. However, months later, it seems that he did accept it. He changed back, changed his opinion. And Itaka was crazy on the Shaila based upon the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah, there's a Mishnah that Taka talks about a Krovos HaOmer, Mishnah, different Mishnah, Maseches Menachos, Kivan Shech HaShech HaOmer Lehen, once it became dark, the guy was cutting the HaOmer, but Hashem HaKez, he has to cut, is the sun set or not? Is it night or day? Is it the night or not? Am I allowed to do it or not? So Gemara says, so I'm a hand, they would say yes. But Hashem HaShem HaHen, he would say, is the sun set? And they would say yes. So you see that therefore, he has a Shaila. Gemara says, they were said, Gemara had a whole bunch of Shailas. The Mishnah brings down a low lashon of Shailas that he would ask. So Gemara says, when it came out on Shabbos, they would ask this Shabbos, and they would say yes. So you see from the Mishnah's mashma that we do Ksiris HaOmer on the night of 16 Nisan, even in Tzolk HaShabbos. So you see, Yorav Shimon, Lakish Red HaKasha. I want to say his minion is not talking about a Krovos HaOmer, but Ksiris HaOmer. And that was the word, not the Gemara, but we have, Rabbi Abaye quoted the Gabi HaKrova, not the Gabi Ksiris HaOmer. But now we have a first Mishnah that says, even Ksiris HaOmer is Tzolk HaShabbos, and that's a Memela, or Shimon, he Chazer on his Kasha. I don't have, the boy that Shimon Lakish started with, he was Chazer on. So the Gemara says, well, how are we going to learn the Mishnah? Taka the Rabbi quoted. The Rabbi Abaye quoted, the Gabi didn't over. What case are we talking about? We have the Mishnah later. Gemara says that the Gemara says, what's the din? You know, again, this whole Mishnah talked about that we proved that it was not like the, not like those who didn't accept the Chachamim's opinion of the, that it wasn't considered Memachos HaShabbos. They said it means the seventh day of the week, and we didn't agree with that. The Tzadukim didn't agree, so we didn't accept what they said. So Memela, we the Mishnah is proving how that you did it correctly. So Gemara wants to know. So then, what is the Shaila? Then how does Rabbi Abaye do with this Mishnah? Even life is like Vayomim. If it's night, already said it. The Mishnah already said it in Mizalim and later Masechta Menachos that nighttime Ksira is Daicha Shabbos. So that can't be a Shaila. So what is Rabbi? What's the Mishnah Rabbi is bringing? Elamai must be, not the case of the Mishnah, the Mishnah can't be speaking about a night, it must be during the day. You see the Mishnah telling you that Ksiris HaOmer B'Yom is Doche Shabbos, even if it's B'Yom. So look, because otherwise you have the extra Mishnah. We know the earlier Mishnah that nighttime already was Doche, so it can't be that this Mishnah the Rabbi Abaye is bringing is repeating that Locha by night. It has to be Dafke B'Yom. So we see the Afok Ksiris HaYom, even B'Yom is Kesach Shabbos, and therefore, Rav Shimon Lakish is Shaila, is of whether it's Doik or not, is Peshet. That's what Rabbi Abaye meant this from this Mishnah, is a Raya that he is Doik Shabbos, even B'Yom, and therefore, Rav Shimon Lakish is Kasha, is not a Kasha, and we accepted this halakha of the Shaila that it is Doicha Shabbos, and therefore he has no Shaila whether it's Doicha Shabbos, not Makshirei Mitzvah, it's actually the Mitzvah. And therefore, Bei Miyom, Bei Milayla, Ksiras HaOmer is the Ikra Mitzvah, and it's Doicha Shabbos. Zok to Gemara, another Shaila. Gabi Alocha, what about other Mitzvah? Dovah Shad Doicha Shabbos, B'Yoyim. The Mitzvah that something is Doicha Shabbos, B'Yoyim, Makshirei Mashi, what about Makshirei? Is it Doicha Shabbos or not? Is the Makshirei Doicha? There are many, many mitzvahs. You have the Karpon Tumah, Mila, all the other things we said before. We know that the mitzvah itself is Doicha, and Maaseh Makshirei Mitzvah is not. Kudra Rekiva, Makshirei Mitzvah is not Doicha. But Gemara wants to know, based on that halakha, what do we possibly make Makshirei Mitzvah? Gemara must bring Rayas now in the Sugya, the things that are done at night, and you have Makshirei Mitzvah, it's still going to be Doicha as well. That's what the Gemara wants to know. If Makshirim is Doicha, that's what the Gemara wants to bring. So the Gemara wants to bring several Mishnahs, several Brises to prove. Or Mishnah. Every little Mishnah, Mesechus Tamid, Lagabi, the Avodin, the Mesa Mikdosh, Sok the Mishnah, Midosh, Kvitim, Lots of Kvitim. Before dawn, before the morning started, the Kohanim would go ahead and make the ones who were making the chavitim, to make the chavitim, bring the carbon chavitim, the ones who were appointed to bring the carbon mincha, the 12 minchas. They would prepare six chavitim in the morning, six for later, where they had to go mix it together. So the Gemara had to prepare the chavitim, which was cooking them together. So one to another, they bring them during the day. So the question is, when you're preparing this mitzvah during the day, if they did it at night to prepare the chavitim for the morning's avoda, would that be considered mutar or not? Is that Doicha Shabbos or not? That's really, in a sense, makshirei. The halacha is, so we see it over there, you do it. Amidulo, they allowed, the Mishnah said, you can do this at night. So vice versa, you see, that cooking, boiling the water, cooking it, it's an halacha on Shabbos, it's mutter to do at night, even though the avodah is b'chavitim b'yom, so you b'chirei mitzvah is doicha, first Mishnah, in Mesechus Tamid. So the Gemara said, did the b'chol? No. The Gemara said, no. They may arrive in the Mishnah. Maybe Mishnah don't b'chol. We're not talking about Shabbos. Preparing the chavitim at night, in the weekday, you can do. But maybe in a Konami, it's not referring to the, it's not Shabbos. You bring a raif near that Tzlecha Shabbos. Tanoma Ribarado. Once you know, yeah, they said, no, there's a Bryce is Mefurish that's referring to. Said that Tama Vadal Belka came back on Shabbos. Mefurish that this whole Allah is a voter is referred to Bein Shabbos Bein Miyot, Bein Weekday and on Shabbos. So the Bryce says, clearly it is on Shabbos. So you can't be Doicha to say it's Beyom. It has to be that it's Tafka Bechol. Vice Bishop is telling us Shabbos and Chol. Therefore, we see that Makshire Mitzvah is Doicha, Mefurish and Mishnah, and Mesekas Tommy that it is Doicha. That it's doicha, Makshiri Mitzvah is doicha. Your shayla was, is it doicha? And the answer is, from this Mishnah, it is doicha. Maybe it's another mice, another raya. Gemara says, "Don't rise out doing the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah, Mesechus Menachos, Lagabi Korban Oimer. Lagabi Xiris Oimer, Xiris Menachos Kufa. Your person would recut the Oimer and put into baskets, Ryubazara, and they would bring it into the Azara. They would go ahead and they would toast it over an fire to be able to go ahead and toast the kernels, which is part of the avoda. The omer was brought from the kernels that were toasted. So they had to toast it. We go ahead and they would roast it over the fire. Now, again, the mashma, they did it before they brought it in. Mashma, then you could do, that's part of the makshiri, that's part of a preparing for it. It's not the toasting of the barley is mitzvah's kli, it's not a mitzvah, mitzvah's bringing the oimer. This is only a heksha mitzvah to be able to bring the oimer. So therefore, which is done by day. So if you see that, maybe Shabbos, they were allowed to do this. Vice is another raya, first a mishnah, and Mesekos Menachos, that makshiri mitzvah is doiche Shabbos. Makshiri mitzvah is Deicha Shabbos. Zegmar says, you see, a raya from here, that's Deicha Shabbos. Amar Rav Yosef, says, no, given Sheska mitzvah, remember, once a person begins the mitzvah, which is the Ksiris HaOmer, we tell him, finish it. So in other words, when Shabbos came in, they're already busy with the Ksiris HaOmer. So if we say, you're doing it already, so finish it. But where we weren't yet being Deicha Shabbos, we started at night, we weren't there, we wouldn't start it. Maybe we wouldn't override Shabbos for the sake of a mitzvah. Says the covenant to explain. Since we allowed you at night to start cutting the Ksiris HaOmer so you could do it Ikub HaLaila, so we say, go finish it. And even if Shabbos started, may finish it. But maybe in a Konami, if it wasn't that you started at night to do the Makshiri Mitzvah alone, maybe it wouldn't be a B'dokah Shabbos. So you may have no Raya from there. So the Gemara said, no, disagreed, Rav Yosef. Hagazmuk, think about it. Shabbat Ben Aliyah, the Noimer that comes from already from an attic that's stored away in the attic that was not cut on the 16th of, we still allow you to go ahead and toast it at night to do the toasted the kernels. So you see, if you can do that, Vice said, it is Makshiri Doka Mitzvah. You can't give me a teretz or Yosef that maybe because you started it, we said finish it. Because even if you didn't start it, you took the Noimer from the Aliyah that you stored away in the Aliyah, it was done already before Shabbos. Allah is still allowed to go ahead and roast the kernels. Five states, Makshiri Mitzvah is Doicha Shabbos, and you're allowed to do that, and Raya from here that you'd be allowed to do it. So, Baila, we don't differentiate between the two. So, the covenant to explain. Mar says, I come out, you bring from Aliyah, you're shani, taking over to it, that's old Tfuah from Aliyah, it's not to a Kadosh, yet Allah, you can do it anyway. So, you see, since you didn't start the Mitzvah, you can do it. So Yechaira, you see that you can't. Makshiri Mitzvah Doka run. So you do have a raya from the Mishnah. The Mer comes back and Zdeika that again. Yosef comes back and Zdeika his dechia. Kivin lo yisgam mitzvah. Look, no. When you bring it from the Aliyah, then you bring it there. We don't tell you go ahead and do it. We don't say finish it. We don't say toast the barley. So maybe in a Konami, you can't do it. In other words, maybe in a Konami, you can't do it. You want to make a raya in the Aliyah? No. Maybe I'll tell you the halacha of go ahead, finish it. Maruk, we tell them to finish it, to toast the kli, toaster, to roast, to toast it. Maybe it's dafka, but oifin, dafka and oifin, when you started the mitzvah b'layla, regular ksira, and then we say, so finish it to do the whole mitzvah. That's doicha. But maybe in a Konami, Aliyah, and maybe it's not doicha. Maybe you can't toast the kli at night. Maybe in a Konami, you're not be able to do that. So you keep it in your raya from there, makshiri, mitzvah, doicha. Maybe it's not doicha. Maybe it's fakir. Maybe it's not doicha. It says the promotion to explain. So maybe in a Konami, you don't do it that way. You wouldn't do it. So you have no right from there. So again, but your kasha was, of course you could do it. You see a Me'ali, you can do it. He selected no. He shlugged him up and said, you can't do it. Because Lomaisa, no right from the Mishnah is an Amura interpreting the Mishnah. He's telling back the Amura, don't interpret the Mishnah this way because maybe in a Konami, you're not. You can't be posted it. And therefore, you have no right. Maybe you won't be able to do it. So the Gemara says, so maybe you had the raya from there. The Gemara says, let's try another raya. Yosef Yaakov Yosef, but I say, come to Rav Yosef. We learned in another Mishnah. We learned in a Mishnah, Masechet Rosh Hashanah. We learned in a Mishnah, Gabik Edom, that are coming to travel for the Kedus HaKodesh, to give the testimony for the new moon. You got to go ahead and travel on Shabbos. You got to bring things over. Mishnah says in the Masechet Rosh Hashanah, a person who's traveling a night and a day, you can do so on Shabbos to be made for the Kedus HaKodesh. You can do that. We only accept the Eidus by day, not by night. So how you got to go at night to travel at night? How you got to go do that at night? Torah says you're makshir, you're preparing to be able to do it to testify the next day. So it's makshir mitzvah, and you're allowed to do that on Shabbos, travel at night as well. So you see, you're allowed to travel Friday night, the sake of the mitzvah, you're going to do a Shabbos day, that's makshir mitzvah. Makshir mitzvah is doiches a Shabbos, a raya from the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. So Amalei Rav Yossi again slugs up the raya. You can't go back. You can't come in. You can't. You live too far. So traveling, you get up Shabbos morning to come testify, you won't be able to get there in time. So you have to go at night. So the night needs the day. The day needs the night. So maybe in such a case, it's doicha. That's not makshir mitzvah. It's a mitzvah itself. But maybe stam makshir mitzvah is not doicha. Don't make a riot from this mission that stam makshir mitzvah is doicha Shabbos. Only when you need it. When without that, you can't do the mitzvah. Laila tzorek yom. You have to know the travel. You have to travel 8 hours. You have to travel at night so you can get there in the morning to be able to testify. So maybe therefore, because that's the covenant to explain, now there might be a riot from the Mishnah. So Gemara Yosef Rabbi Abu, and I'm going to tell you, Loi, Mafriu, Kodesh. I'll tell you something else. Also, there's riot that you give a testimony, you're giving the night itself, it can't be made of Mafreya. You can't do it. Kivan, Shev Kodesh, Mafreya. Since the night becomes a Mafreya Kodesh, Yom Elayah is the same day, night. So you have no riot from here. In other words, when a person is going to come and testify on Shabbos, that it's Rosh Chodesh, and they'll accept his Eidus, so when is Rosh Chodesh, did Rosh Chodesh start? It started Friday night, because we all start the night before. So when you come to testify, you're traveling Friday night to come testify on Shabbos, it's L'mafreya, means Friday night also was Kodesh. So if it's a mitzvah Shabbat. So another thing is, don't bring a riot from here, makshiri mitzvah's daicha, the second dechiyah. First the dechiyah was of Yosef, is the Chia, Hayom Tzorek Alay, Levalay Tzorek Yom, and the second the Chia is even stronger and say no. Maybe in a Karami Makshir Mitzvah we don't do, it's not doing a Shabbos, but a mitzvah that's Huba Yom, the mitzvah itself is Kiddush HaKodesh from Afreya. Friday night becomes Rosh Chodesh. So what you're doing is, when you're going ahead and you're testifying during a Shabbos day, you're obviously doing it for a night also. So that's not a Makshir Mitzvah, that's an actual mitzvah itself. Kabbin Eidu explains. You're changing the night also. And that's the way he learns. The Pemosha learns a different pshat in the Teretz. In the Gemara's Dichui, so therefore they're coming the next day. It's really the night itself they're doing it. To be able to mekacha. Since it's part of what they have to do, it's the mitzvah Shabbat. Pemosha is a little bit different pshat than the Karban Eidah, that the Iker Mitzvah Shabbat is being made at night. And therefore, again, it's not a din of Makshiri Mitzvah, it's a din of actual mitzvah itself, and therefore it's not be doicha. We'll continue the parak, the new parak tomorrow.